Hey Keto fam, Hello Keto here. In this episode, we're going to talk about the insulin roller coaster and how that works with hunger. All right, enjoy. And if you're not already following me on Instagram, it would mean the world to me if you just follow at Hello Keto. Keep in touch, stay in touch, and live the keto lifestyle with me. All right, enjoy. So I like to call it the insulin roller coaster, and that's basically what drives hunger. So if you think about, like, when you're eating carbs, when you're eating sugar, when you're eating all of that stuff, it's basically spiking your insulin, and then your insulin spiking because it needs to package the sugar into your cells so that you can use it for fuel. But the thing is that the insulin, just as high as it goes, is as low as it goes. And that drop is what makes you hungry again. And if you ever seen, like, the regular carbohydrate eaters, or how we used to be in the past, is when we're hungry, like in that 2 hour gap or 2 to 3 hour gap, we are like zombies. We're ready to like eat somebody's face, because it's just like, I'm so damn hungry because my insulin just dropped. And it's not that it's like insulin being low that's gonna keep you like hungry. It's just the sudden drop from high to low, and your mood changes and everything. You just feel like crap. So I call that the insulin roller coaster, because it's like, let me eat cereal and orange juice in the morning, and then it drops, and then by lunchtime I'm going crazy. So let me eat like a sandwich and bread and all that, and then it goes back up and I'm feeling good, and then it drops, and then it goes up, then it drops, and I'm just like a really shitty person all day with mood swings. So, you know, and it's crazy because the average American diet is what? Orange juice, that's like what, 50 grams of sugar, and then you have cereal, another 30, 40 grams of carbs, and then the milk. I mean, like, the average American or average person is just eating hundreds of grams of sugar before even like 10 a.m. So that's the spikes in insulin. It spikes up, spikes down, the insulin roller coaster. And what I want to say is that you can get off the ride. And that's what keto does, because what does not spike insulin so much is like basically the fats. It has a very minimal result on the insulin movement. And if you load up on the fats, remove the carbs, then your insulin's pretty much stabilized. And you can have minor spikes with just like high protein, if you have too much protein in your meals, or if you're drinking protein shakes, you know. But all of this we could talk later about, like, timing it with your workouts. But the thing is, once your insulin's stabilized, then your hunger goes away, because what drives hunger is insulin. So if you have a baseline insulin level that's just moving like a slow wave and not a tidal wave, then you'll eat for enjoyment and you wouldn't be so hungry, and your mood will be stabilized, and you know, your body will just, you'll just feel so much better. Now, this will help you with so much, like, metabolic syndrome and all of the diseases, because I feel like insulin's a reason for, I mean, abuse of your insulin is a reason for the type 2 diabetes and, you know, the danger of metabolic health. And, you know, if you can just monitor your insulin and, like, really protect it like a jewel, and just have it baseline and only have it with high fats and keto and not spike it, then you're pretty much off the roller coaster, and you'll find yourself like barely eating. And it's fine because, like, you're functioning off of the fats and the fuel and all that, but you realize, like, once you're off the roller coaster, no, I don't have to eat every 2 hours, I don't have to eat every 3 hours, like what everyone says. I mean, we're pretty much flipping the food pyramid upside down and then getting off the fucking roller coaster and just feeling great. Your mood is stabilized for 4 to 6 hours, not 2 hours. It's awesome. And, you know, the other thing I want to say about that is, once you're off of it, then everything else becomes easy. The intermittent fasting, focusing for a while, you know, it just all makes sense. And there's no fucking way our ancestors ate every 2 hours. They had to go fight for food and eat, and probably went days fasting until they got their next meal. So it's like, come on, jump off the roller coaster. Society put us on that with all the shitty food out there, and, you know, you'll realize, like, hunger goes away, your mood gets better. Anyhow, that's my rant for the insulin roller coaster. I hope you learned something. you know, and if you're not following me already, definitely check me out at Hello Keto. Thanks for listening. These are just my thoughts and what I go through, and I just want to share with you guys to bring some value to your life. All right, take care. And you know what? There's a little bit more to this. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I'll do another episode about the insulin roller coaster. All right, bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.